Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The buzzer went off, but the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Friday, Cleveland, and, well, welcome back to me, I guess. The writing was on the wall. I jinxed myself, but we're back, and the Browns preseason far less than 24 hours away, coming up against the Rams tomorrow. Guardians going to be in action coming up here in about an hour. We have a lot to cover and plenty of time to do it. We'll be with you here from 7 to 11. It's Jake Volnick with you guys. Running the board, we have none other than Jax Gregory, and you heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. James Bridges with us tonight as well. Now, I'm going to need somebody to help me out, though. Okay, so if you weren't tuned in throughout the week, right, it came up at, like, I think 10 o'clock on a Tuesday show. We were going through, and I had mentioned, while I had Michael in the room, because we were doing Change Your Mind, I was talking to Michael, and I was like, you know what, I kind of feel like I'm on the precipice of being sick. I'm right there. I'm on the verge of being sick, and I can feel it. And I'm going to try to fight this thing and just make sure that we're not. Because my eyes felt heavy. I felt tired. I was feeling a little congested. I had a headache. I was like, yeah, hopefully this is just a head cold. You know, it's gone in a few hours, and I wake up the next morning feeling great. Well, newsflash, we did not wake up the next morning feeling great. I actually woke up the next morning kind of feeling like I got hit by the bus. It was not a good feeling. But, so whatever. You know, you go through. It's a sickness. We kicked it in 2 days. It feel great today, in case you were wondering. I'm sure you weren't. You don't care. But that's okay. But I have to know, I get sick right here. Right? And we are getting ready to get to the NFL season. We are days before the finale of the preseason. I need to know if this good luck, like, sickness out of the way, get ready for the NFL season. Hopefully you don't get sick throughout that way. Or is this just bad omen right from the start? Like, Brown season not far from kicking off, and they're like, oh, and by the way, you haven't been sick in like 6 months? Enjoy that one, buddy.
You're going to get sick again when the weather changes. It happens. That's every time the weather changes, I get sick.
Yeah, but that's like the given, right?
Yeah, so you're going to get sick again. Like,
yeah, but like, what is your weather change? Like, does fall kick into a sickness for you? Oh, see, I feel like that doesn't. I mean, maybe I'm just being delusional.
I shouldn't say fall. It's when it starts getting to, like, consistent 35 degrees.
Yeah, like,
when I get sick.
When winter actually starts to kick in. Like, not, you know, we're not talking about the solstice, or I don't even know if winter is the solstice. I don't know. I'm not a scientist over here.
I don't think so. Summer solstice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you probably got a winter one too. But that's all the way in like December. But like, yeah, once you start getting to like snow being out or it just being frigidly cold. Yeah. I think everybody
the
gets
same
sick
thing
then.
Happens when it starts getting warm too. When it goes from cold to warm, I get sick. It happens every single year.
See, I always get the warm to cold. I feel like I always make fun of people who get when they get sick and it's like, oh, it's 85 degrees and now I have a cold. I'm like, come on, it's nice out and you have a cold. You're not supposed to get sick when it's warm outside, okay? This is just my logic. I explained this on Tuesday too. But like, I don't know. I can view this as like, it's a good thing. At least it's out of the way. Sure, I might catch the occasional cold that comes with just the weather changing. But did I get the one extra sickness out of the way? Or have I just doomed the entire NFL season for the Browns? Or are they trying to tell me the NFL season for the Browns is completely doomed, that 2025 is an absolute failure, and this is just a bad omen right from the start? I'm not going to lie. It kind of feels like I'm hoping it's a good thing, and I'm going to try to spin it as a good thing. But listen, I was amped up to talk Browns for the week, okay? We've had plenty going down with Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel. We've had rookie quarterback talk, and I'm just sitting out here missing it. And every opportunity that I have not to talk Browns quarterbacks, I was missing it. And there were 2 days in which I slept a lot. I was looking forward to it. We were going for every possible thing that we could, and we just didn't get the opportunity. It's not great. Not an incredible feeling. But it's all right. No, we live, we push on, life continues, and we're feeling pretty good. But it does leave us with still some football to talk about. So I do want to get into a little bit of what I think is really interesting. Honestly, one of the main things that we missed while we were gone was none other than just going and looking at, okay, well, a lot of the quarterback stuff that happened, but just watching the Browns' name come into play when it comes to, hey, they're in the market for a running back. Like, they're genuinely looking. This isn't just a complete random thing happening. It is genuinely something going on where we are now looking for an additional running back, which I thought was odd. Like, now would not have been the time that I would have jumped in and tried to be like, maybe we should call around, see if anybody's available, see if we can go get somebody. I would have thought you'd have been doing that basically from the start. Because the entire sell on this thing is Quinshon Judkins, still not signed, not going to be available for week one. They need another guy in the room. And I think they need a guy in the room to do one specific thing, and that's actually run just downhill. Be a guy that's a little bit of a bruiser, be a power back in a sense, and be like, if I need 3 yards, I need a guy that can get me 3 yards. Because, let's be honest, that's definitely not Dylan Sampson. That's not Jerome Ford. That's not Pierre Strong. Like, that's Amani Marshall. Do you really want to go through with Amani Marshall being your power back in a situation where you're like, yeah, you know what? You're going to fill in the role that Deontay Foreman was supposed to have. I don't really want to do that with Amani Marshall. So it makes sense for me to go out there and say, yeah, you should go get another guy. Hey, go out there and find me another running back if you feel like you need that guy in the roster to at least fill in the shoes of Quinshon until, you know, Quinshon is back and a member of the Browns, assuming that that happens. But I don't understand the process late here in not having it done. Like, we just watched earlier on today, Brian Robinson Jr., who doesn't really fit that mold either, but I guess a little bit better than the guys that you have in the room. But like, he's going and he's playing for the 49ers. That was one of the top names probably available on the running back market right now. And he's been traded to the Niners. So like, you didn't win out in that one. But do you really need to go through and have that type of running back right now? Is that the guy that you're genuinely missing? Because there's no doubt that it's a very important thing to have a strong run game in a Browns offense this year. Like, you need to have the run game actually solidified and ready to go. You don't have the run game, this offense does not move. This offense is going to be a shell of itself if you can't move the ball on the ground. Doesn't matter if it's Joe Flacco, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, or Jax Gregory playing quarterback. Doesn't make a difference. And they're not going to move the ball unless they can run the ball. It's what the entire Kevin Stefanski system is built off of. So again, if you're telling me you need that guy, then I'm not going to argue with you. Go get it. But it is going to draw into the question, or draw into a plain sight whether or not you should be concerned with the run game and the way that they feel about it right now. Because all I've heard from training camp and from joint practices is everybody talking about the run game. And every time we've asked, it's been like, well, it's sort of a mixed bag. They've had some good moments and they've had some not good moments. And each individual guy has had their good moments and they've had their bad moments. It's not like, well, Pierre Strong looks like garbage and Jerome Ford's the only running back that can actually get the ball through the offensive line. No, it's some of the guys look good on some days and they look bad on others. And those other guys have the exact same, if you look at Dylan Sampson and say that about him, you can look at Jerome Ford and say the exact same thing about him too. So if I'm trying to find consistency and trying to find a guy to fill the void of Quinshon, it's not like I'm going to go, again, trust a guy like Amani Marshall. I probably need to go get a veteran in the room. But I'm now starting to question, like, I thought, you know, in a lot of times watching Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, the beginning of the runs were the easy part. Very rarely did you have to watch Nick Chubb just run into the back of his own offensive lineman and fall forward for 2 yards. It's very commonly, a hole is opened up, Nick Chubb has 4 yards, and because he's a great running back, Nick Chubb turns 4 into 7, and he turns, you know, 7 into 15, and he just starts breaking off bigger and bigger runs, and it's why he averaged 5 yards a carry throughout his career. But the first 3 to 4 yards always felt like the easy part. The hole was there. So what are you trying to tell me about Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford that's genuinely missing? Because let's not forget, like, Jerome Ford had a successful season running the football. He should be a guy that they trust in. I don't think Jerome Ford's an every down back by any means, but you split the carries between him and Dylan Sampson, I would think they at least get you through, you know, some period of the season, a couple of games. I'm now starting to question just how far those guys would get you through. You being in the market, actually looking at guys to make a trade for, tells me that there's, I don't know about desperation, but you clearly see a flaw that you want to address. And I don't know what that tells me about Quinshon's situation either. If you need to add a whole other guy into the room, could you walk into week one and go, well, it's the Bengals. How good is the run defense going to be? Can we actually just establish a little bit of the run, make sure that we score on them a few times and be okay? Sure, you might get through week one. Week two is going to be a problem. Could you shrug off one bad game of a run game? You probably could. So I don't know when Quinshon's going to be back that we feel like you need a whole other running back to put out there right now. But you clearly have a problem running the football. Like, it's being presented to me as if it's a real concern. If you're searching, I'm thinking you have a problem. I just don't know who you're going to go get. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish by doing this late in the process. I feel like if you felt this way all along, that's where you address the running back room early on in free agency. Even if you thought you had Quinshon, I don't think you should probably pigeonhole yourself into going, well, if one guy goes down, our entire run attack, it kind of goes by the wayside. Right, if Quinshon's the only guy in the room who does one thing, and we need that one thing, I'm sorry, as an NFL fan, I am not banking on a running back being healthy for 17 games. I don't do that. That's not the play that we actually make. I would be going, okay, well, if I have my backup to Jerome Ford already and Dylan Sampson, I'm probably going to get the guy to fill in the shoes. And great on Amani Marshall. He's looked great. If you're not going to trust him to run the ball in the regular season and fill in that gap, probably tells me you need to have a different guy in the room too. 216-474-0092. Should we be concerned for the Browns' run game? I think at all times you probably should be, because I don't know how far this team goes without it. I think that's everything that pushes them to be actually successful in this offense. You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C. Jake's doing it to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty coming up for you guys tonight. As always, the Station Buzz is going to be coming your way at 7:40. We're going to talk to Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, over at Cleveland.com like we do every Friday, coming up at 8 o'clock. We also have plenty of other stuff to get to, like Get a Grip coming your way at 9, as it always does. We're going to talk about some comments made by Eric Dickerson, where he may or may not have a lead on something Shedeur Sanders related. And of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll bring in James Bridges for another edition of Change Your Mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Should we be concerned for the Browns' run game, considering they're looking for another running back? We're going to get to that as well. A floor for the Browns offense that might be just a little bit scary. It's all coming your way in 5 minutes right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick with the guys until 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I'm the fan. Should we be concerned for the Browns run game? Browns are out looking for running backs. I mean, look, like, you got to have guys that can run the football. And I think they do have guys in there. The problem is you got three backs of the exact same build. Like, they do all of the exact same things. And not just pigeonhole them into being the exact same player, but like, they're pretty much change of pace backs, or, you know, explosive type backs. That's what they do. It's Jerome Ford, you know, quick, shifty, can break off a big run. You can say the same thing about Dylan Sampson, same thing about Pierre Strong. It does make me think a little bit of like, what are we doing here? Why are we building a running back room just consisting of the exact same type of player? And I get it. You're supposed to have Quinshon. Absolutely. Like, in a perfect world, you have Quinshon, but I also couldn't expect Quinshon to be healthy the entire time. I would hope that he is, but I just don't expect any running back to be healthy the entire time for an entire season. So why should I sit here and expect that Quinshon would be any different? And then if we're looking for a running back now, you're telling me that I would have been getting into week six if he had suffered an injury? I'd be like, oh yeah, we just, our entire run plan kind of goes out the window and Quinshon can't do the things that we need him to do. He probably should have had a guy in there the entire time. So, like, yeah, go get him. Like, if you still need him, go find him. I do have questions of why this is coming up now in preseason week three. Yes, you're realizing you're not going to have him, but you probably just shouldn't have a backup for the same player twice before you have a backup for the main role one time. And those backs are a little bit harder to come by. Like, not everybody is Quinshon Judkins. It's easier to find a guy with a little bit of speed. I think a little bit more bounce, but you tried to do it last year. You went and got Deontay Foreman. Now, it was a colossal failure, and Deontay Foreman was no type of power back, and he failed every time he was on the one-yard line. But, I mean, at least you showed me an effort to go get that type of guy. Hey, it just felt like they got to this point in the season. We're like, oh, yeah, we could use somebody like that. Again, 216-474-0092. Should we be concerned for the Browns' run game? Let's go to the phones. Todd's in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
No. The answer is no. No, you should not be concerned about the Browns' running game. What you should be concerned about is making sure the holes are open for those same guys that have very similar skill sets. And I think they should hold on to Marshall, by the way.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, I think they should hold on to Marshall. If the holes are open, the back looks better. Now, if you want to go get a back, and you know I want them to go get another offensive lineman, but if you want to go get a back, get a fullback. Get a 4-5 running 260-plus pound fullback. Because if you want a good running game, you need a good blocking game for the runners. Now, isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. That part's true. I just don't know how many sets they have with a fullback in them. I would imagine not very many.
That's true. There aren't. And neither does anybody else. I mean, you know what I mean? There's a few teams that have an exceptionally good fullback. They don't even care enough to have a fullback. And they're successful. But other than that, you know, nah, man. Don't even mess around like that. I would be very disappointed in Barry if for whatever amount of concern he has, for my opinion. I'd be very concerned. I'd be very disappointed in Barry if he traded for a running back, especially as much as he knows that offensive line needs to get deep just for them to have a chance to get to the playoffs. For real, man.
No, I mean, I definitely feel you, Todd, and as always,
One more thing.
Yep.
And Flacco... I saw Flacco play for the Colts last year.
He did?
Okay. Nah, man. Flacco had problems getting out the way, man. You better get some more blockers.
Todd, I love the all up front mentality. I can't lie. I do love the just get guys to block and everything's going to be okay.
Well, maybe not okay, but it's going to be better than going out, running out, getting another flashy running back, man. Jenkins will be all right. I bet you they don't even suspend him.
I mean, that's definitely up in the air at this point. I mean, if Isaiah Bond's not getting suspended, that's definitely the top of conversation that I'm waiting to play out.
She got some money. They ain't going to suspend him. All right, man.
All right. Appreciate you, Todd. Yeah, I like the idea of getting all the upfront help that you can get. I do think it's probably something that you want to address, and I do think that Todd's right in the aspect that there's probably a little bit of an issue right now when we talk about, yeah, you might want to go get those guys a little bit of depth. The hole should be there if you're healthy. There's no reason why this team wouldn't be able to block right now if they're healthy. Like, you go out there, DeJuan Jones should be, I don't know that he's the best run blocker in the world. He's a good pass blocker, but he's partnered next to Joel Bitonio. We've seen Posick, Teller, Conklin all run this exact system and do it successfully with Nick Chubb behind them, with Kareem Hunt behind them. So it's like, I want to sit there and believe that the run game's going to be just fine. The problem is, I just don't know that I've seen the run game be fine without those two guys there, right? Like, you haven't had to live in a reality where, it's not Nick Chubb for an extended period of time, other than, of course, he missed with injury. But again, then the run game didn't look so hot. Like, Jerome Ford put up stats last year. And I don't think anybody was looking around and going, yeah, run game looks good. There were too many times that I was going, that's a 2-yard gain, and it's 2nd and 8. That's a 3-yard gain, it's 2nd and 7. And he's hitting the backfield. Okay, all right. So, yeah, you just couldn't run the ball on first down. So, yeah, I do think there's legitimate concern there. And again, like, it was a different scheme. We've talked about this. They've changed the scheme. They brought in Blomgren. They went back to Stefanski's scheme with Tommy Rees as the offensive coordinator now. But, yeah, I think there is legitimate concern there. Whether or not I can trust this team to run the ball the way they have, because I haven't seen them do it without Nick Chubb. I can't trust them to just run the ball and be successful in doing what they're supposed to do to make this look good. If you're telling me, we probably feel like we need another running back. Right? If the reports are out there that you're searching and you're actively looking to find another running back in a trade market, you clearly don't feel that what you have in the room is living up to what you're going to have to do on the field to win football games. And I need it to. If I'm going to watch an offense that was 32nd in the league last year when it came to scoring points, I know what's important for this scheme, and that is putting the ball in the end zone and actually being able to move it and being able to put it on the ground. It's a legitimate problem. But that's sort of where this floor conversation comes in on the offense, right? Like, last year, you were the worst offense in all of NFL, like I just said. But look who you were trotting out at quarterback. Let's be realistic about it. The scheme was broken. Deshaun did not look good. Jameis, when he stepped in, could move the ball a little bit, and he also moved the ball in the opposite direction for the opposing team by throwing a pick after pick after pick. He was Jameis Winston. And then, obviously, you weren't moving the ball by the time you got to DTR, Bailey Zappi, or anybody else. Like, I don't know that the floor is this year what it was last year. Like, if you told me, hey, the Browns are the 32nd best offense this year, I would genuinely be shocked. Like, if there's not a team worse than that, if you're telling me the New Orleans Saints don't look worse than the Browns on offense this year, especially in the time that Joe's going to be out there, like, really, everything's off the table, or on the table, I suppose, when Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders gets out there. You want to tell me it's a 32nd ranked offense then? It, for all I know, it very well could be. If that guy doesn't go out there and perform, yeah, it could be real bad. But if Joe's out there running the offense, I don't think there's a real reason why this should be the bottom of the NFL type of offense. Like, the bare bottom. I'm not saying that they're going to be, you know, the 16th best offense just magically, and it's just going to happen, and they're going to be great, or they're going to sneak into the top 10. I think they climb out of the bottom of the league, though. They start to look closer to league average than the vast outlier that was scoring 15 points a game last year. So while the floor is raised, I think so much of that does rely on the run game, though. Like, the difference between you being, you know, 27th and a 16th might be the fact that you're able to effectively run the ball. Because I don't care if it's Joe Flacco, Joe Montana, or anybody else playing quarterback, you don't have an effective run game. The entire basis of the scheme goes out the window. A lot of what you open up relies on play action pass. Well, if they're not worried about the run game and they're not having to commit extra bodies into the box to actually stop the run, the pass game is not going to be all that effective. Everything is based off of it. I need more. I need something from the run game to step up, and I need Joe to be on, you know, he's top of his play from the very start. I think I can go out there and I can trust 40-year-old Joe Flacco. I want to say that I can trust him to be at the top of his ability, whether, you know, whatever that is. But I don't know that I trust the run game right now, and I think that does affect your floor. I think that does change how great of a team that you're going to put out there on the offensive side of the ball. As much as we talk about quarterback and we focus on quarterback, and that does make an impact, and that is the most impactful position in all of sports, the run game in this offense, it plays almost as big of a deal as the guy who's going to be under center. Like, yes, your pass game will help your run game. Your run game will help your pass game, right? Adage as old as time. But truthfully, more in a Kevin Stefanski style, it does feel like you really do have to rely on the other for one of them to be effective. And it does feel even more slated towards, I need the run game to work so the pass game can work. If the run game can work and the pass game could not, but it's only going to help you. Like, I can trust the pass game not to do their job and the run game still to pick up the slack. Again, I watched it happen for years on end. I watched Nick Chubb in this backfield go out and still have success, still run for 5 yards a carry, even in games where you were not able to move the football through the air. But it feels like a Browns floor. I think you ask people around the league, they would tell you it's sitting right at 32. This could once again be a repeat team from last year. If we're being honest about it, they haven't changed very much on the offensive side of the ball. Offensive line's exactly the same. You're missing one of your rookie running backs. You added a rookie tight end. And the wide receiver core is not much different. You brought back Joe Flacco. Again, the offense should be improved. It should be better. There should be teams that are worse than you. I don't know that's the feeling around right now, the consensus in the NFL. Again, 216-474-0092. What's the floor for the Browns offense this season? Let's go out to the phones. Nate is in Menor. What's going on, Nate?
Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
It's going good, man. What do you got?
I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking of looking forward to the season, thinking about the quarterbacks and this going on with that. I mean, I'm looking forward to see what Joe Flacco can do for the first couple of games, just kind of hoping as he can, like, bring us kind of the midseason that, you know, we can whip out one of the rookies to come out and play.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the basis, I think, for how we would all play it out to work. It's going to be odd trying to balance Flacco. And if the offense looks good enough, I think this is where you get into dangerous territory. Of like, if the offense looks good enough to hold them afloat, the rookie coming out is going to be a lot tougher to get to.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like the run, I mean, you guys make a really good point. I feel like the run game really does need to hold Joe Flacco above. I mean, he's 40 years old. How much is he going to produce out there? I mean, I think he threw 12-7 last year, 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and I think he threw 13-8 the season he was with us. I mean, for as many touchdowns as he's going to throw, we're going to see a couple interceptions throughout these games. So, I mean, just getting, allowing him to be out there, allowing the younger guys to see him play, and then maybe getting him, one of the younger guys out there, week six, week seven. I mean, I'm not too biased on one yet, but I really did like what I saw from Shadur from that first game.
And I mean, listen, I liked what I saw of both of them too, Nate, and I appreciate the call. I just don't know that I can go out there and, like, is Joe going to be the same quarterback he's always been? History would tell me yes. I'm not expecting any of these guys to go out there and completely change the way that they've gone about things. Right? Like, if Joe's, he slings around the football, I'm expecting him to throw touchdowns. I'm expecting him to throw picks. It's like, when you have a strong run game, again, you're going to limit the picks naturally a little bit. You're also going to just be able to be a little bit more effective of an offense. It changes so much. Joe, when he feels like he has to do a lot with his arm, right? I think he's going to have the defense to base some things off of. He's going to be able to look on this defense and go, okay, I can rely on you to do your job. I think he's going to be able to, at least. Everything that I see out of this defense should be that they're effective, especially from the defensive line standpoint. He should be able to look at the defense, though, and say, all right, I know you guys are going to have my back. I shouldn't have to sling the ball all over the place. This offense should be able to function in a way that, you know, moves the ball. We can even play the field position battle. I know that's not what everyone wants to do, but if I have to do it, I can. I can trust them to have my back when I need to. As soon as the run game goes out the window, though, you basically got to turn around and ask Joe to try to do everything with his arm. I think that's where he turns into, you know, the 13-8, 12-7 Joe Flacco is when the run game's not backing me up and I feel like I have to go the extra mile. And I have to put the team on my back a little bit is when Joe turns into the Joe that you go, I can't have you turning the ball over there. And again, that's where your floor starts to drop. I think you'd be anywhere from the worst offense in the league as soon as the run game's gone. You shouldn't be there. You should probably be like 27th or something. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, the Station Buzz coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Sandu. I'm Dustin Fox for Ask the Expert. And don't forget that Dr. Sandu runs a concussion clinic at the Center for Orthopedics. So if you're a concerned parent or an athlete, whether it be college or high school, go see Dr. Sandu at the Center for Orthopedics today. 440-329-2800.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio. 92.3 The Fan,
2020 Sports. This 2020 Sports Update is brought to you by Window Nation. Get 50% off all window styles, plus no payments for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to get a quote. One more preseason game before the regular season starts for the Browns, and they face off against the LA Rams Saturday. Newly signed Brown Isaiah Bond is expected to see some time. While his coach Stefanski feels he's ready after just 3 practices.
Well, I think mentally he's very, very sharp, and we knew that. So he picked up everything very quickly. Now, he's not going to play a game on Saturday, but I do think it's appropriate, safe, all those things. I think he's ready to play a little bit on Saturday.
Coach Stefanski says he expects Flacco and the starters to play 20 to 25 plays. You can listen to the play-by-play of Browns vs. Rams in every national NFL game on the Odyssey app on your smartphone within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland. News around the league, Jerry Jones went on Michael Irvin's YouTube show to discuss contract negotiations going on with Micah Parsons. Jones told Irvin, "We would have made him the highest paid guaranteed player other than a quarterback in the NFL. Nobody appreciates Micah Parsons more than the Cowboys or me. Nobody has ever offered him more money to play football than I have, period," Jones said. On to the diamond, the Guardians started a three-game series against the Rangers tonight. The Guards are just two games ahead of the Rangers in the wildcard standings. Can the Guardians stop the slide? They're 3-7 in their last 10 after starting the month of August on fire. Slade Ciccone is on the mound, first pitch at 8:05. And former Guardian Shane Bieber pitched a scoreless first inning with two strikeouts in his first game for the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto leads the Marlins 3-0 in the second inning. Headline sports news every 20 minutes on The Fan from the University Hospital Sports Desk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm James Bridges.
When you want the latest on the Browns, we're the station you turn to first. 92.3 The Fan is Cleveland's home for breaking sports news. Your teams, your station.
Coming up in about 18 minutes, we're going to talk to Coach Riz, Lance Reisman, over at Cleveland.com, as we do every Friday. Get his thoughts. Browns preseason game, week 3. The finale against the Rams. His thoughts on that. The starters playing, heading to week 1. Everything good. Again, come up with Lance at 8 o'clock. But before we get there, let's get to the most pressing things said by your station's guests today with the station bus. All right, let's kick things off with our very own Daryl Ryder, Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, on today with Ken and Anthony. He joined in and threw out a potential hypothetical quarterback trade for the Browns and what he thinks is happening in the quarterback room.
I threw out a hypothetical last night in Kenny Pickett. What if they traded him and then kept Tyler Huntley for their practice squad? Even though I threw that hypothetical out, I still think they keep the four guys they went to camp with. I think they start with all four of those guys on the roster. If a situation comes up where they have an opportunity to move one of them, that wouldn't surprise me. But, I mean, nothing would really surprise me at this point.
I think I could be pretty surprised. I mean, hey, Daryl was on earlier with Afternoon Drive as well. He filled in for the first 2 hours, filling in for Nick. And hey, he threw out the idea that he thinks it's possible Shador could be traded. I'm not sure that I can go out there and they'd not be surprised if Shador's traded. And I know Daryl's looking at this from like an objective thing of like, oh, I used a 5th round pick on him. They're not really giving him any reps. Would it be that crazy if he looked good and they traded him if his name wasn't Shador Sanders? And thought process is no. Like, I mean, listen, you turn this around, and if it was Dorian Thompson-Robinson, they were like, yeah, we're going to trade him, and you know, we're going to get a 3rd-round pick back for him. We all probably would have been like, yeah, no, good trade. We like that a lot. If this would have been the equivalent of Mike White, it would have been the same story. Yeah, we all like that. No problem at all. But because it's Shador Sanders, and I do think this makes a difference, no way you're trading that guy. There is not a possible way that Jimmy Haslam is okay with just going, oh, the guy who's selling all the jerseys and making this team a bunch of additional money through revenue and everything else coming to the team shop and just bringing in extra dollars for the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, no, go ahead and get rid of that guy. Doesn't matter if he plays or not. He still brings in the money. Also, from a fan perspective, I'm not letting Shador walk. I'm in no way okay with Shador just walking away and no longer being in the mix. And they're just like, yeah, no, we're just going to roll with Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel. Like, okay, so you took away the high ceiling option. Have we not learned our lesson from any of this? It feels like when you move on from quarterbacks, especially the ones you don't get to see play in the actual games, you're just asking to just go out there and have everybody else use the guy that you drafted to be successful. No, thank you. I'll keep my own guy in the room. I'll keep it that way. Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network, on today with Afternoon Drive. And they asked Tyvus, is Shador auditioning to be traded coming up tomorrow?
I don't think that's the case. First of all, if he gets traded, it'll be an uproar in the city. I don't think they really want to deal with that. I do get that having Shador on your team comes with a lot because of who he is and all the national attention. But this is the thing. You know, for once, you got national media talking about you. Focus is on what the Cleveland Browns is doing. That's something that we haven't had a lot of because there hasn't been a ton of winning. So if this season is not going to be a winning season, at least make it interesting. And I think having him on that roster makes it interesting. He's a guy that people absolutely want to see. People will pay money to come see. And from a business standpoint, I think he sells tickets. And I think that's the thing. If this season starts to go bad, people will still come to those games just to see what Shador Sanders do. So I personally don't think that they would want to trade him.
I mean, I think Tyvus brings up a really good point of just interest level in the Browns. Like, is there more interest than they would like on them right now? Probably a little bit, at least from the coaching perspective and coaching side of things. Like, would Kevin probably enjoy people talking about a team that isn't going to go through and win a Super Bowl and doesn't really have a chance to a little bit less? I would think that he probably would enjoy if they stopped talking about him as if, you know, Shador is the Messiah and bringing all the attention here. But you got to keep it interesting. I mean, if you want people to buy tickets, if you want people to even have hope to come in and be like, oh, maybe Shador somehow gets into the game today. Am I going to miss that? Am I going to miss the debut? No, I'm going to go there and I'm going to watch and just for the opportunity of Shador being there. And certainly if he gets a start, everybody's going to, you know, flock and actually pay attention. But yeah, it carries this a ton of weight to just go through and look and say, the Browns have a ton of attention on them and a ton of interest around them. Partially, yes, because of Shador, and partially because you have 4 quarterbacks, 2 of them being rookies. You have an unknown quantity, one of them that draws major attention. It's just not the same, unfortunately, from an interest standpoint, if you were to trade away Dylan Gabriel. Right? If somehow you got a 2nd-round pick for Dylan Gabriel, and you're like, yeah, no, that sounds good. The interest is still there. Everybody's still, honestly, it's probably there even more because Shador's now up the depth chart and he's solidified QB3 if he kept 4, solidified QB2 if he kept 3. Well, as long as one of them's not Kenny Pickett. But, like, You're right there in the mix. You're knocking at the door. You're higher up the depth chart, and he's closer to being a starting quarterback. I don't think that the interest from a national perspective stays the same. I don't even think from a local perspective stays the same if Dylan Gabriel is the only guy there that you're waiting to see. Browns fans will still be interested. They'll be, you'll be here to figure out if he's going to be good or not, but you're also going to have one eye pointed sideways looking at wherever Shador Sanders would be going, but how's he doing? They wanted to trade him away. How's he doing in his new spot? Is he regressing? If he went to the Rams, would he, if he gets an opportunity to play, is he going to tear it up? And I think, honestly, more interest from Browns fans might turn to Shador than it would on the own Browns this season. I don't think anybody in the organization actually wants to do that. All right, let's keep it rolling. Lindsay Rhodes, NFL Network, on today with Afternoon Drive as well. And she gave her thoughts on the Browns keeping four quarterbacks. Who stays, who goes?
If anyone were to be traded, it would be Kenny Pickett, and it would be for very little. But I think from a build standpoint, I think it's been obvious for a while that Joe Flacco is the guy that they would probably start the season with. I think you've got a good six games at the start of the season that is just a wildly tough schedule. To me, it makes sense to keep both of the rookies so that you have more options for when that time comes. I don't see a scenario where Kenny Pickett gets on the field, and I think that the only scenario that exists for that is as a backup to Joe Flacco in the early part of the season, mm-hmm. where they know they want to start somebody who has some experience and a higher floor.
Yeah, I can't see the reason for getting Kenny on the field at all, for being entirely honest. Why am I going to go through and play Kenny Pickett in the slightest? Okay, this is what the four quarterbacks thing, it drives me nuts. It absolutely drives me crazy. It's like, what do you actually want to see this year? If in the early going, Joe Flacco either A, stinks it up, or B, unfortunately suffers an injury, I'm immediately into get me to rookie quarterback mode. I am of no interest in seeing Kenny Pickett play football. I'm going to be honest. If you tell me Kenny Pickett started the season, I'd say, okay, show me Kenny. If Joe's not going to be here, I'm okay with that, but show me Kenny, see if he has anything, then get to the rookies. I don't want to see two veterans play on this football team. If one veteran can't get you to the place that you want to be, it's time to turn it over and turn the leaf and go, okay, we need to look towards the 2026 season, or feel if 2025 is salvageable, but with somebody who can be the quarterback here for the next umpteen years, not, let's see if Kenny Pickett can play well enough to surprise us to not take a first-round quarterback and forget about the last 3 years of his career where he didn't look like a starting NFL quarterback. I can't do that. I'm never going to be convinced of that, and the Browns should never be convinced of that either. You're just pulling straws. And listen, every snap that you take that's not taken by a rookie quarterback after Joe Flacco is a wasted snap. That is a wasted snap of the NFL season unless your team is out there and is in a firm playoff race. If you're out there and like, all right, we're a game or two back, or no, we're legitimately fighting, and you have a cell of, well, Kenny can help us win games, and right now we need to win games, I might, just very might, slightly buy it. But I really don't think Kenny Pickett would lead you to the playoff in that scenario anyway. So I'm really not. Just get me to the rookie quarterback if Joe can't do anything. Don't bring me the four quarterbacks. Just don't let Kenny take the field. Easiest way to do that is trade him, cut him, do something by the time you get to week one. Nate Nazira, Browns Radio Network, on today with Ken and Anthony. And he talked about Isaiah Bond, how early he gets onto the field.
I know he's going to play in this one. And listen, when you can run like he can run, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, he's going to make the 53s on the contract that he got. He's a talented guy. Many people thought a second-round pick. I don't know how much he'll play against the Rams, but I could certainly see a package of, 10 to 20 plays for him in week one where, all right, you're running vertically, and if they don't go with you, we'll throw it to you with Joe Flacco. If they do, it's going to open things up for guys on, the deep overs for Jerry Jeudy or David Njoku down the seam, and then maybe try to get the ball in his hands with some wide receiver screens or some jet sweeps just to give him an opportunity to make plays with his speed. I think that he will be a part of our week one game plan.
I mean, honestly, it's not a crazy thought to me, but it just really didn't cross my mind that Isaiah Bond coming in this early would actually be onto the field by week one and time it rolled around. I was thinking early on in the season, probably like week three, he'd be out there. But it makes sense that he's out there week one. Again, you're not going to have him running like a diverse route tree where it's like, okay, Isaiah, you're going to go out there and you're going to have to list off the next six plays. You're going to have to know what's happening. And, you wouldn't be looking at Joe going, okay, I heard the play call. What am I doing? You want to tell me that one? You want to just break that one down real quick for me? Spend an extra 3 seconds in this huddle. Just tell me what route to run. No, Isaiah Bond's going to be out there. Probably, as Nathan said, you're pretty much going to run straight. Just go, and if you're open, we'll throw it. If not, hey, thanks for being a decoy once again in your career. But hey, that's the type of game-changing power that I think bringing in a guy like this gets you. Like, you bring in an Isaiah Bond, a guy who has that type of speed, and immediately you turn into, all right, well, this guy's got something, and he's got something to show us. We're not just going to let that go. Hey, the guy was supposed to be a day two draft pick. That immediately puts him higher than almost every wide receiver in the room. Like, Jerry Jeudy's going to be higher than that. I think it almost puts him on par with Cedric Tillman. Like, Ced probably has a slight up over him. Deontay Johnson, off the field, can he actually stay on the field? I mean, that's a battle that Isaiah Bond probably wins right out the gate just based on age. So he's going to be involved, and he's probably going to be involved early. It's only going to uptick from week one. Probably something for Browns fans to be excited about. Listen, you got a receiver who might have potential. You have a receiver that's fast, that can actually open things up downfield. I think as long as Joe's playing quarterback, that is one of the most interesting things that they could possibly bring to you, is a wide receiver that opens things up downfield. Yeah, let Joe sling the rock. He's going to sling it anyway. Well, see what a guy running faster than their corners can actually do. Is he going to be able to burn past the secondary? And if not, how good is it going to look when Jerry Jeudy's wide open? All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here in about 5 minutes, Lance Reisling, Cleveland.com, joining us as he does every Friday, breaking down Browns preseason finale and more on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.